So meditation is about developing this clear understanding. We call it the inside knowledge, yeah. Especially the ability of the silent mind or the meditative mind to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature. And these three universal characteristics, they are common to all phenomena. Every phenomena in this universe, whether it's physical, mental, or nature's phenomena, they exhibit this universal characteristic. And when you see them clearly, understand them deeply, then you will come to understand the deep meaning of anatta nature. Then your self-delusion will be rooted out. The moment you break free from anatta, you understand what anatta is, you will break free from the self-delusion, which the Buddha calls sakkayadity. Once you break that, you will realize enlightenment, at least the first stage of sainthood, sotapanna shape. That one very easy, relatively easy to realize. You only need a glimpse of cessation, nibbana. Then that change in consciousness lead to the change in lineage. Then that form of mind that goes through will understand. Then the first three fetters, they will be rooted or eradicated, especially the first, they call it the first fetters of sakkayadity, self-delusion. That one must break first, and then the other two will follow. Then the next two are the fetters that is the resultant of sakkayadity. Because of that, you will have faith in the Triple Gem, unshakable. So the faith in the Triple Gem is very beautiful. Then the third one is, you will not believe in all the rites and ritual. People cannot lie to you anymore. Or when people tell you after you die, you become one and one. Then you straight away understand. These people don't understand what actually is this form of mind, and what that cessation is all about, that nature is all about. But the sotapanna, they will know the non-self nature, the empty nature of existence, anicchang dukkang anatta. That characteristic is very clear, and because of that, they will know very clearly this form of mind is not real. Not him, not a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to, grasp on to and say, this is me, this is I. And then the four noble truth become very easy to understand, especially the first two noble truth. Noble truth of dukkha and the cause arising of dukkha. So all this becomes very clear. You know, when you start to understand the five aggregates of form and mind are impermanent, little suffering, and empty nature, not real, not you, then you are free. You are free. And because of that understanding, that wisdom, your wisdom will liberate your mind. So that sakkayadity, once severe, rooted out, you will not be afflicted by the attachment, craving, or clinging due to self-delusion. Suffering that arise from the upadana khandas, the grasping energy, there will be no more.